You know, if you want your prayers to be answered, and beloved, when I say this to myself as well, if we want our prayers to be answered, you know what we should do? We should pray the prayers that the patriarchs of our faith prayed. For example, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, Paul said this. This was Paul's prayer. Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. So Paul was praying for you and I that God would give us revelation, that he would open the eyes of our heart so that we could ascertain, so that you and I could comprehend, listen, the hope of our calling, first of all. In other words, Paul said, if you only knew the big and the great plans that God has for your life, I am praying for you, Paul said, that you will understand your calling. Because the calling on your life to be glorified with Jesus, to be conformed to the image of God's Son, to spend forever in heaven with Father God and Yeshua, the calling on your life is so grand, it's so incredible, that if you understood it, you would have a smile on your face with your lips smiling from ear to ear every single day. So Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. So beloved one, let's get happy. We're surrounded by a lot of negative stuff right now, but you know what? Praise God. This world's not our home. And now more than ever, I'm praying for Jesus, Jesus, Jesus to return. Because beloved, eye is not seen and ear is not heard. Neither has it ever entered into the heart of man the things that have been prepared for you and for I, those who love him and that have been foreknown by him before the foundation of the world. Beloved, you're going home. You're going to a place that's better than anything that you could have ever dreamed of. Let's look up. Our redemption draweth nigh.